Bible reading number 22, Genesis 19, verses 12 through 26. Get out of town, now. Two of the men were angels. They said to Lot, "Do you have any more relatives here? Bring out of this place your sons, your daughters, any sons-in-law, and anyone else you may have in the city, because we are about to destroy this place. The complaint against the city is loud in the presence of the one who is always present. The always present one has sent us here to destroy it." So Lot went out to speak with his future sons-in-law, who were about to marry his daughters. He said, "Get up, leave this place, because the always present one is about to destroy this town." However, to his future sons-in-law, Lot seemed like one who was joking. At daybreak, the angels urged Lot, "Get up, take away your wife and your two daughters who are here. Otherwise, you will be burned up with the sin of this city." But Lot moved slowly. So the men grabbed the hands of Lot, his wife, and his two daughters, and brought them out. They led him and his family outside the city and released them. The always present one felt sorry for him. After the angels had brought them outside, one angel said, "Run for your lives. Don't look behind you. Stay away from the valley. Run for the mountains. Otherwise, you will be burned up." Lot said to them, "Please, sirs, no. Listen, you have shown great kindness to me, your servant. You have been very merciful to rescue me, but I cannot run to the mountains. And if I'm too slow, then something terrible will happen to me, and I will die. Look, that town over there is nearby. I could run there. It is such a small one. Please let me escape there. Isn't it such a small one? Then my life will be preserved." Then the angel said to him, "All right, I will allow you this too. I will not destroy the town which you've mentioned, but hurry to escape there, because I am not able to do anything until you arrive there." So that's why the town was named Zoar. By the time Lot got to Zoar, the sun had already come up over the land. Then the always present one caused it to rain fire and sulfur upon Sodom and Gomorrah. It came from the always present one, from the sky. God destroyed those towns and the entire valley, and everyone who lived in the towns and all the plants. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt.